So some of the keys then are washing your hands, avoid large gatherings of people, and we've already seen that. What are some other things that people should do? I mean, we don't need to push the panic button, do we?
No. Also, we need to cover our cough and our sneezes. A lot of things that we learned in kindergarten, we need to revisit those again. You know, not sharing household items. Right now, we're, you know, they're having people stay, you know, try to stay 6 feet apart, you know, and just the normal things that we should be doing every day are really the best things to do to avoid it.
What about small gatherings of a birthday party for someone or grandkids visiting, those kind of things? Are we okay to continue doing those kind of things and take some of these measures in hand?
As long as people are responsible. If you have any of the symptoms, the fever, the cough, the shortness of breath, then you should self-quarantine yourself, and so that you don't give it to somebody else. As long as you're, you know, a gathering of healthy people, there's no problem with that. But it's when you think, well, all of the rules apply to everyone else but me. You know, I mean, I just have this small cough, or I've just had a fever for 3 days. You know, I should be able to go to this party because it's my grandchild. You know, that's not probably the best solution.
We heard earlier in the week that, of course, the assisted living centers, nursing home and things in Valentine had shut down. I haven't heard anything out of the school system or anything yet. I don't know if they've been in contact with, do they go through the hospital for information on this?
I don't believe so. And there is some debate on a national level as to whether the schools, I know a lot of the colleges are going online, which I think is wonderful. But as far as our public schools, if we start closing down all of these high schools and junior highs, then we're going to lose a great number of our workforce, because nurses and physicians and PAs and other people are going to have to stay home and care for their own children. Grocery store clerks are going to have to stay home and care for their own children. And so we're not really sure that that's the best avenue to go yet, but a lot of these children will be asymptomatic and never show any symptoms but carrying the virus. So for the older folks, it's probably best to just stay away. Not have that anniversary party for grandma and grandpa. You know, we don't want people to panic. However, if you've been on and I think at this point, rather than asking the question, have you been to China or a high-risk area, if you've been on a commercial flight, even in the United States, I think it would be a good idea to self-quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. If you don't start running a fever by day 9 or 10, then you can probably go out in public again.
What about, there's so much information out there on the internet. If you type in coronavirus, you can come up with crazy things. Are there some good sites there that people can go to, and they can trust the information that's presented there?
I do have some good websites. The first one is our local North Central District Health Department, and that is ncdhd.ne.gov. The CDC website is also, of course, excellent, cdc.gov. And the American Hospital Association has good links, too, and that is aha.org. Douglas County, Fremont, that has been hit with this, has developed a hotline also, so people can call their hotline if they have further questions. That phone number is 402-444-3400.
Once again, I'd like to have you guys repeat what the procedures are going to be at Cherry County Hospital, you said starting today.
The hospital doors will be locked. We'll have signs directing everybody to come to the emergency room entrance. And at the emergency entrance, you will tell us, you're going to push the button at the door and tell us, I'm here because I have a broken leg or I have respiratory symptoms. And we will meet you at the door and determine, yes, you have a broken leg, but do you have any other respiratory symptoms, yes or no? And then that helps us determine whether or not to put a mask on the patient and which room to take them to triage them and treat them. I'd like to take a minute and talk about when to call the clinic or when to come to the emergency room. Again, we want you to call first, but if your child is breathing fast, having trouble breathing, bluish or gray skin color, dehydration, not acting as usual, or irritable, please call the hospital or the clinic. For the adults, if they have severe shortness of breath, pain or pressure in the chest, confusion, symptoms that improve but then worsen, return with worsening conditions. And again, your sore throat, cough, and fevers, that would be the time to come. Knowing these symptoms are similar to our colds and flus, we also look at the travel histories. Have you been on an airplane, been in an airport, close contact with known infected people? We will ask these questions too. When we evaluate the person for the fever and serious symptoms of acute illness, and if you're over 65 and do you have other health conditions, we take note of all of this. Any persons who within 14 days of symptom onset meet the travel history or had close contact with a suspected or lab-confirmed patient may be considered for testing. At this time, the only testing that is being done for the COVID virus is being done at the Nebraska Public Health Lab and a few of them at University Medical Center. There are some commercial tests starting up, so this may change soon. But don't call the hospital and just ask for a test because it's not going to happen. If the patient meets the criteria for testing, we first do the physical examination, your travel history, do you have a fever? Then we do another test called a respiratory panel, and this looks for normal things like influenza, RSV, and the other common cold viruses. Again, these swabs too are in short supply. If that respiratory test is negative, we call the health department and tell them the scenario, and then they call the state, and the state determines if the patient needs to be tested. And we have talked to the health department several times a day here lately, and this is the protocol we are supposed to follow.
And that is pretty much, I would think, what other hospitals, similar anyway, that other hospitals would be following as well.
Many of the people with symptoms that meet the criteria but are not acutely ill will be asked to stay home, self-quarantine, and do home care.
Okay. I do have a question for Brent. So this one here, Brent, somebody just called in and said, why is there a toilet paper shortage and how is it linked to COVID-19?
Why didn't I get that question?
I just thought you'd be good at that.
Really no idea. We're just an interesting phenomenon when people panic and the behaviors that are associated with that. But we've heard it locally. We've heard it down in the metropolitan area that there's a shortage of certain essential supplies, but there's no explanation for it.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that one out there because I thought Brett maybe felt like he was being left out or something there. So, yeah, that's just one of those phenomenons that happen. You know, I think I'd heard there was a run on bottled water and toilet paper and hand sanitizer, among other things. I don't know what all's out there. But again, we want to tell people, I guess the biggest thing is don't panic, but be responsible.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So where are we at? Did we cover all the hospital stuff, Shirley, then, that you wanted to get through on that?
We talked about mostly the hospital stuff. We do, Teresa wants to talk a little bit about self-care and signs and symptoms.
Okay.
I've kind of gone over some of these before, the signs and symptoms. And the first signs and symptom is a fever of greater than 100.4. A cough that's not otherwise documented somewhere else, and shortness of breath. Because we have, you know, there's a lot of people that have other chronic problems. But if it's a different cough or more short of breath, those are signs and symptoms that you could have the virus. As far as being at home, once you are supposed to self-isolate, you need to stay at home. It's not a vacation. Oh, I can't go to work for 2 weeks. So great, you know, I can go somewhere now. So you need to stay at home. You need to separate yourself from other people in the home if you cohabitate with other people. And that would be like if you could have a designated bedroom. It would be awesome if you had a designated bathroom, and those are just the ones that you use. If you need to talk to other people, you should do it through the door, a closed door. If you need, and Dr. Mulligan went over this, if you need to see the doctor for any reason, call the clinics first or the hospital first before coming. Don't just present at the door. If you have to go out into the public, then you need to wear a mask. And that in the public, that may also mean if the other people that if you are in a house with other people and you have to go into, like, say, the bathroom, you only have one bathroom in the house and you have to share the bathroom, you should wear a mask while you're in the bathroom. Again, cover your cough and sneeze. And the people at the hospital laughed at this because they've never heard me say this before, but wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. We talked about not sharing any household items, cleaning the high-touch surface areas every day. And as far as a cleaner goes, there's not one special cleaner. Any household disinfectant is adequate. And then doing your self-monitoring. The health department wants us to, not us, the patient, do a temperature twice a day and check for the other symptoms, like an increased cough or shortness of breath. The health department, let me get this really quick so I get the right verbiage for it. With your self-monitoring, you should report twice a day, or the health department will call you, but you need to do your temperature twice a day and report all of that to the health department, and they will contact you. Don't contact the hospital and say, unless you're an employee, which we've already gone over that with the employees, but if you're a person in the community, the health department will be in contact with you, and so they will be monitoring.
Okay.
And then again, call first before you go anywhere. But if you need supplies like toilet paper, or medicines or anything like that, around town they do deliver. So just have them leave it at the front door and don't ask them in to, and then they'll have to arrange payments somehow. But.
Right. I think they'd probably be able to work that out somehow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, don't panic on things, but be responsible. Nope. Maybe if you're thinking of a trip to Omaha or Lincoln or North Platte or wherever, hold off on that. I would think in the next couple of weeks we'll probably know a lot more. 2 to 3 weeks we'll probably have more information about a lot of this. Right now, as Dr. Mulligan-Witt had said earlier, it's so new, we're not quite sure on a lot of these things. So better safe than sorry, I guess, is the way we need to approach this. Doctor, do you have anything else to add that you've been quietly listening to what we've talked about here? Is there anything else to emphasize or add?
I just really think that not thinking you are the exception to the rule is going to be very important. If you feel like you could be at risk to someone, even if you're young, you're going to be affecting those older or less healthy patients by going about your day and doing things the way you did before. If you have any of the risk factors, if you have any symptoms, please, please, please isolate yourself to your home. Call for healthcare direction if you have any questions. We're going to be taking all kinds of phone calls and helping people decide, should they stay home, should they not stay home. But if you have any doubt, the self-quarantining is going to help this illness, help us get through this with the least amount of problems nationwide.
Okay. I didn't ask us right off the bat in there, but I know we had the Northeast Nebraska young woman that was diagnosed with this. Has there been anything closer to the Valentine area that has been suspected or anything? Because, the girls' state basketball tournament, I know there were some folks down there.
There have been no confirmed cases in this region.
Okay. That's good. Try to keep it that way. All right. Anything else that we need to cover about the coronavirus moving forward? You're all welcome to come back and keep us posted on this. If something new comes out that we need to be making sure people are taking under consideration, we'd be more than happy to have any or all of you back in again.
Thank you, Mike. I just want to encourage everybody to, when you're on the surfing the internet, go to the reliable sites. Facebook doesn't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and take care of yourself, take care of your family, stay home if you're sick.
Okay. Anything else, Teresa?
No, just, some self-responsibility, try not to infect other people. And, don't panic. We'll get through this.
Okay. I did have somebody that called in and wanted to know about kids, high school kids, or all the public schools here in Valentine are on spring break right now. And anything special they should do when they come back? I take it everybody's ready to go back to school on Monday. Or if they go somewhere. Okay, so if they go somewhere on spring break and they come back.
I think we're still at the stage where, I mean, technically, nationally, they're telling us if you've been in a high-risk area. However, I feel like it is here. It is in the country. So if you've been on a commercial flight, you might think about quarantining yourself for 2 weeks. School children, adults, everyone in the community. If you were not on a commercial flight and you did not go to a mass gathering, then I think that you're okay. And I know a lot of people are disappointed about the cancellation of state FFA and some of these other activities, but I think it's the smartest thing that we can do right now as a society. So, but I just think just being smart, quarantining, caring for each other, caring for the people in your community that can't handle this or might need someone to go get groceries for them, just do it smartly. But check on your neighbors. Make sure everybody's okay.
We're not saying that everybody needs to stay home. But if you have had contact with somebody with the illness and you still feel well, yes, you can go back to work. But it would be best if you yourself wore a mask.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Brent, do you have any other comments that these ladies pretty much covered a wide range of things concerning this issue?
No, and we just appreciate the opportunity, Mike, to be here and disseminate the information. And we just want to do what's best for the community and the public at large. So appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. Any other last minute? You're all shaking your head. So we're good to go then. And here we gather. This isn't a large gathering. This is a small gathering in a short, confined space in our studio. So you guys all wash your hands before you leave, all right? All right. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, again, we've been visiting with representatives of the Cherry County Hospital and the local Valentine medical community about the coronavirus. Hopefully, we've alleviated some concerns, answered some questions, sparked some interest. And, again, I just wanted to mention some of those, a couple of the websites that they gave out there, the ncdhd.ne.gov, the North Central District Health Department, and also the cdc.gov are responsible places to go if you want to check out more information about the coronavirus. So thanks for joining us on the comment program this morning.